thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Thanks to Sash and the crew there. You can zoom, zoom. You're up for a new car, aren't you? How are you going with the search on your new car? Did you talk to Sash about a new Mazda?
I haven't. I'm still kind of
determined. Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared. I don't know how to bring it up that I want a loaner. Remember, I mentioned this to you before.
Yeah.
I would like if Sash would lend me one indefinitely. I don't really want to buy one.
Oh, so really, so going to see Sash
can I have a free car?
Yes.
Well, then I can understand why you don't know how to bring that up.
Yeah, because exactly.
You don't go into a car yet and go, hey, can I just drive your car for free?
What are you driving at the moment? A Mazda what?
CX-9.
How many does that fit? The whole family?
That's the 7-seater. That's everyone. Throw them all in.
Yeah, so yeah. Why are you getting a new car? They go... People love their Mazdas.
Oh, no, I'm not saying... Oh, no, I just feel like at the time is right.
Is this the Kangaroo Mazda?
This is the Kangaroo Mazda.
Right, right. So if anybody sees a used Mazda coming up very soon...
With a dint of a kangaroo.
With a slight little dint in it.
I know.
This is the one that's been repaired?
We've covered it off.
What if somebody says to you...
You'd have to look hard.
What if someone says to you, has this car been in any accidents? What are you going to say?
Oh, I don't really know. Not to my recollection.
Not when I was driving, but when the wife was driving, oh, we hit everything.
Mate, you should have seen her riding on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Hey, you know how we're doing Hummer Full of Mummers? Mm. You can't make it to Hummer Full of Mummers. And now that last year you went and got pampered, you had your hair done, your nails done, how much are you filthy that you can't go and see a couple of dudes get their kit off of Magic Mike Live? You spewing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm spewing, but...
I got a message from your husband, Milko, saying, hey, can I go? he needs a break, seriously.
He really does.
That guy wants to go to Magic Mike.
I think he should.
He's really keen to see dudes take their clothes off.
That's how desperate he is to get out of the house. He'll do anything.
Holy mother crikey.
As Wave FM counts down to Australia Day, this is Damien's Aussification. Bonza.
All this week, we're helping out the newest member of the Brekkie Show, Damien Leith, because you are Wollongong's Australia Day ambassador.
It's funny how you say you're helping me out. You
know,
that word helping. I don't get a sense of helping.
Look, I'm here. I love you like a brother. And you are the ambassador for our fair nation. And I thought, you know, being the ambassador is a lot of responsibility.
Oh, you're such a caring. You're a humanitarian.
I really am. I'm doing this for you, Damien.
All right.
It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Oh, does it? Okay.
So all this week, we are Aussifying you, Damien.
Right.
We're basically trying to make you as Australian as we can. So come Australia Day, you are going to be all over it.
All over it. Okay.
So yesterday we had the spray tan. We had the Australiana gear, which you're going to be wearing all week, which looks amazing.
Gorgeous.
I think we need another coat on the legs, though. I don't think Narelle realised how white your legs
the
are.
Legs,
actually, really.
The legs, the arms,
zero pigmentation.
She didn't bring enough paint. She knew the minute she started applying it, she was like, oh, we're going to need more paint.
We're going to need a bigger spray gun. And we've been taking your suggestions on what we should do to make Damien more Australian. We had one earlier this morning from Wendy.
Meat pie, potentially.
Meat pie?
I love a meat pie.
From Jeanette at Berkeley. Mmm.
Delicious. Six-course meal, six-pack of VB and a meat pie.
Oh, wow, say no more. I love that suggestion. Is that on the cards?
Well, I thought that was actually a pretty good suggestion.
I think that's a wonderful one. I'm ready to have a beer and... Can I smell a meat pie in here at all?
So we thought, you know what? We would get you up to speed on your Australian cuisine.
Oh, no.
Because there's some Australian stuff that you haven't actually eaten before.
Oh,
so
no.
So I'm just going to go grab you breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
The thing is, mate.
What have you got?
You do have an amazing breakfast coming your way, served to you on a platter by our own Jade Tonta. Just describe what's on this platter you brought in, Jade.
Very Australian fare. We've got the meat pie.
Oh, very nice. Very
we've got Vegemite.
Not so nice.
You can't
not
go
so nice.
Past that. We've got some pavlova.
Was that a pavlova?
Yeah, yeah. There'll probably be some New Zealanders who'll think, hang on a minute, that's ours. No, it's Australians. Anzac biscuits.
Oh, that's Australian.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Wheatbix, because Aussie kids are Wheatbix kids.
Wheatbix.
Yep.
Shrimp or a prawn.
Oh,
throw another
shrimp
on the barbie. So this is your Australian... breakfast.
Beautiful, really. Whoa. Beautiful.
It looks delicious.
It is delicious. But, Damien, the thing is, we're in time constraints because, well, you know, we've got to get a show to do. Mm. We've got about 3 minutes. So instead of you having to eat all that, I know that you're a guy that you care about your health. You're into your fitness. So I think the best way to consume this is as a shake.
Yep. Oh, that is disgusting. Don't tell me you've done...
See, this is what we'll do, mate.
We'll make it. A massive smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, that is disgusting.
There you go, mate. There you go.
It's quick. You just be
that
able to...
That is disgusting. Whose idea was this?
You're going to have 7 courses in the space of 30 seconds. So really, you're going to get all this down. We haven't got hours, all right? So let's... I'm going to pass this over to you, Strainy.
All right, then. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's...
let me just see if this works. Yep, works.
Okay, beautiful. Let's start things off. Well, first course, the meat pie. Let's put
first
the pie
course,
in.
First course, meat pie. Okay, beauty. No worries.
Nice.
It's destroying a good meat pie, guys.
Yep, throw in a spoonful of Vegemite.
Spoonful of Vegemite, darling.
It's good. You need your vitamin D.
It's got salt at least,
It's got salt in it. That's lovely.
Just give it a tap.
That is so thick.
Use your fingers. It's all right. Don't worry. No H&S needed.
Wow, I tell you. Are they COVID-safe fingers?
No, I haven't had COVID in ages, don't worry.
Can you put in the Pavlova there?
Pavlova. Next, okay.
Look at that.
This is a well-layered smoothie, mate.
Anzac biscuit.
Let's just do 2. We'll save a couple for Jade and I.
Some Weet-Bix.
2 Weet-Bix.
Yeah, that's what you need. And throw a couple of shrimp in the barbie.
Take the legs off. No, okay.
No, that's okay.
Oh, I'm a little shrimp. Don't, I'm going to go in Damien's shake.
Don't throw him in there, okay?
Okay, well,
I think we just pop it in. Let's just pop it in there.
Do not throw that
in.
Hang on. That's got shells and everything.
There's not a lot of fluid in there, Jade.
Well, you know, every good shake needs vitamins. So I have got some...
What have you got?
Vitamin B here.
Oh, the very best.
VB. Moisten up a bit because Weet-Bix can be quite dry. So,
all right, Jade, pop it in.
Oh, this is disgusting. You know what? If I'm doing this, you're all doing it. I'm sharing this.
I think we might need a bit more, Jade. Just a little bit more. Okay, and cover up those Weet-Bix.
Okay, I'll just skip the whole
thing. Yeah, why not?
One stubby of VB for Brekkie. Breakfast of champions.
All right. It's all in. Quick shake up. Here we go. Let's get this going, Jade. Come on. Oh, the Weet-Bix are churning up. I can see the guts of the prawns in there churning up well.
That is disgusting, guys.
There we go. Something really just went off in there.
Wow.
That was the meat pie. It just exploded. Okay.
Looking the goods. I think we're right to go. Can't turn the damn thing off. All right, Jade.
Okay, boost juice, eat your heart out.
No,
this will soon be on the menu, I have a feeling.
If I vomit, does that mean I get to go home early today?
No.
I don't get to even do that. Okay.
We'll unlock it this way. Rightio. Here we go, Jade. All of our years of working in clubs and pubs across the... That is so thick.
That is disgusting.
It actually looks really nice. Oh, that was a poor...
It smells lovely.
It does not look really nice.
It smells much like Guinness, actually.
Yeah, just think of it like a chocolate shake.
Only really, really crunchy. So you know what? As every Aussie tradition, you need to scull your first beer.
I am not sculling this.
All right, Damien, get it into you, mate. Let's go. We've got your
breakfast of champions.
You've got your pie. Your
Anzac biscuit. Your Pavlova. Your prawns.
Get it in your gob. Get it in. Get it in there. Come on, you've got to finish it.
Come on, Damien.
Come on, Damien, get it all in there.
And have a
the
skull.
Meat pie, the prawns.
You can do it. Aussie.
I can't even bring it to my mouth. Come on, Damien. Hold your nose and give it some. Hold your nose,
Come on, mate. Hold your nose,
Damien, get it down. Here we go. Oh, he's had one sip. We should a little bit more.
We should have added some cement to that glass, shouldn't we?
A bit more. Come on, get it in there.
I can't do it.
Hold your nose. Come on, the Australia Day ambassador for Wollongong.
It absolutely stinks. I cannot do this. This is absolutely disgusting.
Lock your nose and down the hatch.
Oh, no, I can't. That is disgusting. Jeez.
Mate, you've got to finish that. Come on, we want to see you as a true blue dinky dye Aussie finish your Australian drink.
It brought tears to my eyes. The one little bit I took it brought tears to
my eyes. Poor Damien, he's doing Australia Day in reverse. That's usually what ends up coming out of your mouth by the end of the day.
That is disgusting.
Are we putting that down as a fail? Damien's still not an Australian.
We've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we do.
Lucky it's only Tuesday.
So much work. All right.
Guys,
back to the drawing board. We'll think about how we can Aussify Damien a little bit more tomorrow.
That was really awful. It was really, I know I only got a little bit, but I really do genuinely feel like I need to get sick. it's not actually funny.
No, it's actually hilarious.
We should put some Lamingtons in.
Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Today is National Popcorn Day.
Yes, it is.
It's International Popcorn Day. The whole world is celebrating popcorn today.
But actually, if you don't slather it in butter, popcorn's actually not a bad food to eat if you're on a bit of a diet.
Don't spoil the popcorn, for God's sake.
Don't slather it in butter and salt.
Spoil sport.
You can just get butter flavoured.
Oh, come on. It's an artificial
popcorn.
Man,
I'm trying to help people, all right?
You may as well just get rid of the corn. What's the point?
Just have air.
Years ago, I went to the IMAX. I was in Darling Harbour. I always think about popcorn because we went to the IMAX. It was me and my bass guitarist. We had a gig in Darling Harbour. Mm-hmm. We had about a 2-3 hour window to kill.
Yeah.
So we went down the IMAX with the movie on. We got two giant popcorns. Giant! Like massive. Went in, sat down, waiting for the movie to start. We started eating the popcorn. We also had two massive Cokes as well. We drank the entire Cokes. We ate the entire amount of popcorn. The movie didn't start. Nothing was going on. And then eventually, there was a sign that came up and said, unfortunately, due to your technical fault, the movie can't run today. The two of us had eaten all our popcorn at that time. We went down, we got our money back for the popcorn, went back and did our gig. Rock and roll.
So you got free popcorn. I wouldn't call that rock and roll.
You've got a couple of hours
to kill when you're a muso and you go to the IMAX to watch a movie. What was it? Doco on Antarctica or something like that.
Forget throwing TVs out of hotel rooms or whatever. We're obviously Pretty Woman.
How embarrassing. I wouldn't tell that story again.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
So remember I was talking about before Christmas how Lulu's figured out how to get out the back gate.
She's like Houdini, isn't she?
She's like Houdini. She's get out the back gate and she likes to walk up the road to a friend's Holly's house. Things have escalated.
Oh.
Yes, she's becoming much more stealth.
What? I thought your house is Fort Knox.
I know, so did I, but apparently not. Even Lulu can escape from Alcatraz.
Jeez.
So on Sunday when I went to my high tea, Milko took the girls over to Jamboree Bowling and have some dinner, play. Yeah. And Lulu's dance teacher, Mr. Cole, was there with her family.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Cole's mum said to Milko, I was going for a walk early Monday morning down Minamara Lane and I met Lulu. Oh. And Milko's like, what do you mean you met Lulu? Lulu was going for a walk too. And he's like, what?
What time in the morning?
6 o'clock in the morning. So this was our first day back at work last Monday. 6 o'clock in the morning, Lulu decided to take herself for a little bit of a stroll down Minamara Lane. Apparently she had her pyjamas on and her gumboots, so at least she had footwear on.
Oh, well, that's good.
But she's like, that's so far from our house. Like, that's much further than just kind of walking up the street to Holly's. That's like you got to cross a couple of roads. She's in like...
That's full on.
It is full on. And it freaked Milko out a bit. He's like, how did she get out?
Yeah.
And Margaret said, look, I wasn't sure she was meant to be out by herself on a morning stroll at 6 a.m. No, she wasn't. Good, thanks for picking that up. Yeah. So she actually got Lulu to hop in the car and then drove her back to our house. The front door was wide open.
And
she watched Lulu go in and said, go find Daddy, and Lulu closed the door behind her. And,
oh, my God.
I know. And so I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm worried, A, that she can get out, and B, that she will hop in someone's car that she doesn't know to get back in.
And where was she going?
Exactly. Minamara Lane. Did she realise that there's a big hill? I don't think she would have made it past the incline. Once it started getting up 10%, she might have come back to home. But I was like,
that's scary. That's scary, really scary.
And jeez. I said to my husband, I was like, is it un-PC, do you think, to get your kids microchipped?
Because
at least then I would be able to find her. Yeah, and then he was like, that's probably not too bad. I probably wouldn't get a collar put around her neck that buzzes every time that she gets out of a certain parameter, but maybe you can get a microchipped.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
What else are we going to do? She escapes from everything.
Well, you need to unlock the cupboards, for God's sake. You've got all that chocolate in the house. You're not letting her anywhere near it. No wonder she's leaving.
At least when she gets crooked, take her down to the vet and you find out how she's doing as well. That's 12
hours. Behind on the worming, they'll get in contact with us to let us know.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, last week I was telling you all about Spotto, the game that is just dividing our car, to be totally honest.
Yeah, that's right. You just got introduced to Spotto. You'd never played it before.
Never played it before.
So things settled down a bit?
Well, they have settled down because we've banned Spotto, okay? So there's no more kids seeing a yellow car shouting at Spotto and then punching someone.
Yeah, yeah.
It's finished, all right? Yesterday, I had to drive my in-laws back to Sydney, okay? They'd been with us for the last couple of days. So mm-hmm. we brought the whole family, threw them all in the car. All, we're going to do a round trip to Sydney.
Nice family road trip.
Road trip, that was
I
it.
I like it.
You know, and without the Spotto being available to us, we had to try and work on other things. So along came the old traditional I Spy.
Ah. That's an oldie but a goodie.
It's an oldie but a goodie, yeah. But I will say, it can get infuriating as well. Okay, because yesterday, Kiki, the little nine-year-old, took it on her turn to name it. So she turns around and says, I Spy, my license, begin with G. Okay, and that's fine. You know, you start throwing things out there. You go, oh, looking out the window, grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, grass. She said, no. Well, but gas station, no. So then we start asking questions.
Yeah.
You know, and she starts giving you clues. So we went and said, okay, well, is it big or small? And she went, it's small. And we continued on, and this was going on for ages and ages. What colour is it? Red peachy with whiskers, she says.
Red peachy.
Red and peachy with whiskers. Okay, and we're getting infuriated. Because this went on. Okay, it was an hour and 10 minutes to get to their house in Sydney. An hour and 10 minutes, she maintained this thing.
She was complaining. She was in for the whole hour and 10 minutes.
Is it alive? Yes. Does it grow? It used to. All right, this is just continuing on. Is it in the car? Yes, it was in the car. So we're going on. Yeah. What on earth? Do you know what it was?
What was it?
It was Granddad. All right.
Very good.
There was a question. Does it smell?
Yes.
Yes, like lollies.
Poor old
Granddad was red and peachy with whiskers. Red. He's Irish, okay? So he is Irish. Red and peachy. Is he small? She even says, did he grow? And she went on and said, he used to. Poor old Granddad.
That is gold, man. She is the I Spy champion.
Well, we're not playing anymore. It's just been bad.
Oh, that's been bad too. What are you going to do with the car
there? I'm not having another infuriating hour and 10 minutes while they're naming Granddad in the car. It's red and peachy.
Mate, you are lucky. Try playing I Spy with a 5-year-old. Emery, I Spy with my eye, something beginning with T. Telegraph pole, you go through the whole lot. And it ends up being something else that is not starting with T. That's what happens
that
when you get a kid
box.
That can't spell.
Love box. Yeah.
You're like, well, it doesn't start with T.
Play with Lulu and it always starts with C and it's always a cupcake and it doesn't have to be in the car.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, I think in the time that you've known me, we fairly much established that I'm not really good when it comes to following instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Or putting things together from a flat pack.
Very true.
All right.
Remember that Weber, you put it all together and you put the wheels on the wrong way around?
That's right. That's
You're not
right.
very good. You like to outsource to other people.
I like to outsource.
In-laws.
I've discovered it's not a lack of ability. It's a lack of patience. I've no time for this stuff, you know. And they always come with a little Allen key
that
takes forever. I don't
and
have the tools.
And all those bits of paper with drawings on them, they're called instructions.
Yeah, who needs that? Who needs that? You know, over the weekend, Kiki, my little one, a 9-year-old, she loves doing up her bedroom and all the rest.
Yeah.
She asked for a closet, okay? A new closet to put in her clothes. Simple.
Sweet.
Just a basic thing. She found something online, Kmart, this bamboo closet.
Oh, nice.
And a nice looking thing. So we went and got it. I put it together for her. And
how long did it take?
It took me about 4 hours.
Wow, that's dedication.
4 hours.
If you knew how many little screws and whatnot was in this, it was ridiculous. But I did it with love. And I can tell you guys right now, in all honesty, it was probably the best put together closet I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. You'll tell us that anyway.
I think as far as closets are concerned, this one was the
right up there. It doesn't have clothes in it yet, but...
I don't know if it can carry the weight. But anyway, turns out it was a small closet and she decided she wanted another one. She needed two.
Lady's got a lot of clothes.
She got a lot of clothes. So went back to Kmart and went in there looking for the closet, asked around, and this guy says, oh, we got none left. The only thing we have is that the floor stock, the model in the shop.
Yeah.
There's none in the back. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. All right, this is good news. All right, I've got roof racks. It's only a small closet. Can we have the floor stock?
Already put together.
Already totally put in place, everything looking good. Not as good as the one I built, but pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Almost the same.
Almost the same. Almost with that standard. And the guy turned around in that split second and said, "Yes, you can have it."
Oh,
yes, wow. Winning.
My heart was thumping. My heart was thumping with joy.
Quick, Arlene, get the trolley.
No,
we're taking the closet.
I didn't need a trolley.
No,
because this thing's pretty light.
All right,
I picked it up.
Oh,
I'm walking through Kmart with a closet.
Yeah, super dad.
I'm like a hero. I'm like Superman. Yeah. Oh, I'm walking to the tills, joining the queue. Everybody's looking around. Hey, look at this guy carrying a closet. Yeah, he's got a closet.
Pretty muscly.
Pretty muscly. Got down to the till, just about to put in the card to pay for it, and I hear a voice in the background. It's this lady's voice. She goes, "Sorry, sir, where are you going with that closet?" I was dialing. Pretend we can't hear. There can't be many people with a closet here in the show. Pretend we
just
don't
keep
know.
Walking.
They're not talking to us, surely. It turns out it was us. The lady came up. This woman out of nowhere comes up out of nowhere. Just, I'm about to pay for the damn thing.
Yeah.
And she says, "Oh, sorry, you can't take the floor stock."
Oh, you can't no. Say,
but you're like, there's nothing else. There's no other closets.
I'm holding my card about to play. And she said, no, I'll find you another one from the back. I said, no, leave me alone.
I don't want another one. This leave one's put me together.
I felt like, get lost. I've almost committed the ultimate crime. She took it off me.
Did she find you another one?
She found me one from the back.
Well, that's okay.
In a big box. 4 hours worth of joy sitting there in a box. I was disgusting. And just after I pay it, I hear her saying goodbye to everyone. She was calling it a day. That was it. Her job was finished. When I'm paying for the flat pack box, she has walked out of the building. She's off for the day.
Your work day is just about to begin.
I felt like
four hours of putting together.
I felt like chasing
closet.
After her and said, "Hey, listen, you're coming back to my house, all right? All right.
You got some time on your hands. You just clocked off.
This is smarty pants. You've got a job to do here." What a disgrace.
Well, it's good news, though, that after that story came out, you have literally come out of the closet. Jade Straney, Damien Leith in the morning at Wave.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.